Now joined by the new BDO World Youth Champion, Keane Barry. Must feel pretty great.
Yeah, I'm over the moon. I'm absolutely delighted. A lot of effort and a lot of hard work in the last few years. To win the trophy, my last attempt, I'm over the moon really.
In the second set, how important was it to get that breaker throw and go into the break 2-0 up, rather than it be 1-1, because Leighton really seemed to be getting into a groove in that second set?
To be honest, I actually kind of had my mind set it was going to be 1-1. I was only ready to just go off stage, but then I wasn't expecting Leighton to miss two clear darts to a double. But when I got my chance, I took it out last dart. So to go 2-0 up was a big advantage. I think it was kind of the breaking point in the game. But if I had to win 1-1, we went backstage, just regrouped and go back on again. But to be 2-0 up and to have the comfort of being 2-0 up, and it kind of, I relaxed a little bit more in the third set, and I think I played probably my best darts in the third set, to be honest.
So what was going through your head when you went off at that break 2-0 up? Was it just trying to like keep calm and focus on going back out there and just doing the same again?
Yeah, like I left my darts on stage, went back, and I just sat in the chair and just relaxed for a few minutes. I was off and came back up, and I knew myself that I just had to kind of hold me through at least once in the set, and I was over the line. But it's a lot harder said than done. It's a lot easier said than done, sorry, but thankfully I got there. But Lane's going to be around for the next few years, and he's going to win this trophy for the next 3 or 4 years. I'd say.
Obviously, you played the JDC final, Tom Kirby Memorial Qualifier, PDC World Championships, but how important were the BDO ranking events you played towards the end of 2019 and just giving you more experience of playing more senior players?
Yeah, like I think I played 5 events and I'm number, I think it's in the top 5 or something in the BDO ranking. So, and the confidence you get from going far, it was a very hard tournament to go through. When you played the likes of Czech Open and got to the final of that, there was 800 entries or something. So it's a long days, but to get through that far and to play the quality players I beat, and even played in the Ross Montgomery played in the final, there was nothing really you could do about that, but it gave me serious confidence going into playing these competitions, knowing that I'm throwing well on the floor and knowing that I'm still able to do it on the stage as well.
Also, you win Target. How important has been the help they've given you and the help you've got from the likes of Daryl Fitton as well?
It's amazing. Target's like a big family, really. They're always behind you. If you need anything, they're there. Like, it's like I couldn't really ask for more of them. They're absolutely amazing. And the likes of Daryl Fitton in their corner as well, like giving you a little board, and that it kind of makes you a little bit more relaxed, even away from any darts. Like if you ever need anything, Daryl will always be there. So it's a big help. And Gary Plummer as well. I get on very well with Gary, and the kind of when he's there, you kind of relax a little more, and he's very easy fella to talk to. So it's absolutely amazing to have them on board, and really appreciate all their support and all their help through the years.
That was a fantastic year and very mature display. So well done, mate.
Thank you. Thanks very much.